President Reagan in 1981 issued Executive Order 12333. Buchanan was there working for him, otherwise known as the assassination ban. Here is the language of the law of the land. No person employed by or acting on behalf of the United States government shall engage in or conspire to engage in assassination. No agency of the intelligence community shall participate in or request any person to undertake activities forbidden by this order. Unquote. Question, was it legal? I ask you, Liz, for President Obama to order the assassination of an American citizen.
Well, I think the White House would tell you that they derive their legal authority for any operation like this from Congress passed in the wake of 9/11, basically authorizing the United States to defend itself against the Al-Qaeda network. And so they think they have plenty of legal cover for this type of operation. And I think if you look at where the American public stands at large, I don't think there's going to be a widespread sense of outrage for something like this. I think the more interesting thing to raise, however, to some extent, is when you look at the success that this White House has had in terms of combating Al-Qaeda and on, you know, foreign policy in general, why isn't the president getting more credit for this? And you hear some Democrats actually, in the wake of what happened today, saying, you know, maybe the White House needs to start doing a little more chest thumping in the manner of George W. Bush, perhaps, or at least drawing a little more attention to the fact that, that they've actually had a run of real success on the foreign policy front.
Mm-hmm. Mort.
Well, I mean, whatever else you want to say about it, there certainly is a moral justification for going after somebody like this. And we aren't involved in a totally different kind of warfare than we've ever experienced before. We're involved with a group of terrorism who use any means to disrupt whatever they can in the United States. So I have no qualms about with the fact that we did it. And I think it's wonderful that we are taking out some of their leadership. And I hope that this keeps them suppressed and on the run instead of attacking us. Mm-hmm. I think it's absolutely justified. Yeah.
I don't think chest thumping on this would be necessarily appropriate. I think the president does have a good record on national security, and that kind of flips the polls, because mm-hmm. normally that's a weakness for Democrats. Mm-hmm. But given the job situation, that's the number one issue on everybody's mind.
I do wish. You know that Al-Awlaki was an American citizen.
Yeah.
He is an American.
Yeah, he was inciting terror against American citizens.
John, so. But here's the thing. I do wish the United States...
But the president doesn't say this is a war on terror.
But yes, he does.
He doesn't put it under that category.
No, he says it's a
war on Al-Qaeda. But I do wish the United States had formally declared war on the Al-Qaeda network and people who are, you know, who are basically engaged in these activities, because this is an enemy in a time of war.
This is a little long from Ron Paul, but I want to read it. I don't think